Some of the president's comments at the time bear repeating, and it should be remembered that the president gave the word progress a special flavor by pronouncing it progress. He also flavored the words chair and warehouse, pronouncing them chair and warehouse. Now, some people are going around saying the American economy is old and sick, said the president, and I frankly can't understand how they can say such a thing, because there is now more opportunity for progress on all fronts than at any time in human history. And there is one frontier we can make particular progress on, and that is the great frontier of spice. We have been turned back by spice once, but isn't the American way to take no for an answer where progress is concerned? Now, people of faint heart come to see me every day at the White House, said the president, and they weep and wail and say, "Oh, Mr. President, the warehouses are full of automobiles and airplanes and kitchen appliances and various other products." And they say, "Oh, Mr. President, there's nothing more that anybody wants the factories to make because everybody already has 2, 3, and 4 of everything." One man in particular, I remember, was a chair manufacturer, and he had way overproduced. And all he could think about was all those chairs in the warehouse. And I said to him, "In the next 20 years, the population of the world is going to double. And all those billions of new people are going to need things to sit down on. So you just hang on to those chairs. Meanwhile, why don't you forget about those chairs in the warehouse and think about progress in space, huh?"